not innocent, I whisper.
Maybe not.
He bites his bottom lip, and then he tucks a strand of my dark hair behind my ear, allowing the tips of his fingers to trace my cheek.
But I know a good person when I see one. You're someone who's far too good for the likes of me.
My heart thunders in my chest as he cradles my face in his hands. The warmth of his breath on my lips causes my toes to curl. If I push forward a couple of inches, I'll finally get to taste those lips of his. But I hesitate. This man is my boss. On top of that, he has me thinking about my past. Things have occurred in my life that I'm not proud of, but the past can never be undone. It worries me that if he finds out the truth about me, he'll be disgusted. He won't look at me in the same way he is right now. With so much want that I can practically feel it. He leans his forehead in and touches it to mine, and I squirm in my seat a bit. It's been so long since I was touched. Lust fills every inch of me, and if I don't move away from him soon, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind.
This is wrong, on so many different levels.
His words come out barely above a whisper. I know. The rapid rise and fall of his chest doesn't go unnoticed as he moves in another inch.
If you don't want this...
He's testing the waters before making a leap. And dear God, I want him to jump right in so damn bad. I stare into his blue eyes. I do. Lass takes in a shaky breath, and I can see the war raging inside him. I know he's got a lot at stake, and crossing the line with me is a no-no, but damn it if I don't want him to take me anyway.
Fuck it.
Lass growls before he crashes his lips to mine.